This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Tuesday, August 27th, 2019. This is Garrett Bampas reporting for CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. If you're feeling lucky and you'd like to support our podcast, go to betonline.ag and use our promo code CLNS50 for a 50% sign-up bonus. Check out their website or use your mobile phone to sign up today and try in-game live betting, where you can participate with all the action on every play. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Six games out with 30 left to play. More than half are against teams with a winning record. Everyone else is the opposite. It's playoff baseball from here out for the Boston Red Sox. Guys, I know it might be getting stale at this point, but the wild card is the sole focus right now. Yes, the Patriots start regular season play in a couple weeks, but the Bruins and Celtics are both still in neutral mode. Let's take a look at the upcoming series with Colorado. Good news, the Rockies suck. What used to be a pennant contender is now a bottom feeder. A recent sweep by the St. Louis Cardinals has them 7 of 20 within the month of August. Yikes. Bad news, Rick Purcell gets the nod at Coors Field. For those of you that are unfamiliar, Coors Field is in Denver, otherwise known as the Mile High City. Purcell just happens to be a fly ball guy. Put those two together and the end result of your equation is not going to be pretty. Even with the newly expanded fences, the ballpark begs for offense and home runs with its design. The Rockies have yet to announce their starter, which, funny enough, bodes well for the Red Sox. German Marquez, the best righty in their rotation, was scheduled to take the mound, but was placed on the injured list just hours previously. On Wednesday, the second half of the healthy duo is up. Eduardo Rodriguez is rolling again, forgoing a bit of a rough patch at the end of July. Over the last 14 and a third innings, he has yet to allow a single run. However, in his last outing versus the West Coast squad, he was neither efficient nor durable, leading to an early five-inning exit. Just like tonight, the Rockies' pitching is still in question as to who will get the ball. In other news, Dustin Pedroia is traveling to Denver. No, not with the team, sadly. The longtime veteran has continued upon the injury train for years but remained an uplifting presence near the clubhouse. He did reveal over the weekend that his short visit may determine his decision of retiring. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and at Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. Don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox newsfeed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Garrett Bampas for the Boston Red Sox newsfeed.